This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. University of Colorado graduate Sarah Gillis has completed a spacewalk for SpaceX this morning. The capsule was above New Zealand when Gillis poked her head and about half her body out into space. She practiced handholds and other maneuvers, then successfully returned inside. The first ever commercial spacewalks featuring Gillis and her mission commander wrapped up just before 6 a.m. Mountain Time. Prosecutors continue to lay out their case in Boulder for the trial of the man accused of killing 10 people inside a grocery store in 2021. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
An FBI special agent testified on Thursday that they found not only a number of weapons inside the house of the alleged gunman, but also bomb-making materials. The man apparently had hydrochloric acid and large amounts of acetone shipped to his house and was storing it in his bedroom. Other witnesses also testified, including a pharmacy technician who was working at the store and hiding during the shooting, and heard the man yell to police after getting shot in the leg during a firefight that he wanted to surrender. The trial is expected to continue for another couple weeks. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Boulder is one of three finalists in the search for a new home for the Sundance Film Festival. The festival is also considering moving to Cincinnati or staying in Utah. It'll make the final decision next spring with the goal of staging its 2027 festival in its new permanent home. Skies will be hazy with smoke from California wildfires through tomorrow, while fire danger remains high for many parts of Colorado. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.